Week 1, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high-throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise your name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Psalm 9. Lord, why do you stand far off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires, the covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride the wicked says, he will not punish, there is no God, such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled, your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt, he thinks never shall I falter, misfortune shall never be my lot. His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds, the innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on the watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart, God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will protect the rights of the oppressed. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. Psalm 9 continued. Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart he will not punish? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it, you take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is King for ever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you have seen our trouble and sorrow. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. Psalm 11. Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak one to another, with lying lips, with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongues that speak high-sounding words, those who say, "Our tongue is our strength, our lips are our own, who is our master?" For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us for ever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. The voice of one crying in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths of our God." A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 2. You have rejected your people, the house of Jacob, because they are full of diviners from the east and of soothsayers like the Philistines, and they strike hands with foreigners. Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is filled with horses, and there is no end to their chariots. Their land is filled with idols. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made. So man is humbled, and men are brought low. Forgive them not. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord and from the glory of his majesty. The haughty looks of men shall be brought low, and the pride of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. For the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up and high, against all the cedars of Lebanon, lofty and lifted up, and against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the high mountains, and against all the lofty hills, against every high tower, and against every fortified wall, against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all the beautiful craft. And the haughtiness of man shall be humbled, and the pride of men shall be brought low, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. And the idols shall utterly pass away. And men shall enter the caves of the rocks and the holes of the ground from before the terror of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty, when he rises to terrify the earth. In that day men will cast forth their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to enter the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the cliffs, before the terror of the Lord, and from the glory of his majesty, when he rises to terrify the earth. Turn away from man in whose nostrils is breath, for of what account is he? In that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land shall be the pride and glory of the survivors of Israel. And he who is left in Sion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who has been recorded for life in Jerusalem, when the Lord will have washed away the filth of the daughters of Sion and cleansed the bloodstains of Jerusalem from its midst by a spirit of judgment and by a spirit of burning. Then the Lord will create over the whole site of Mount Sion and over her assemblies a cloud by day and smoke and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a canopy and a pavilion. It will be for a shade by day from the heat, and for a refuge and a shelter from the storm and rain. A responsory from Isaiah 2. The haughty looks of men shall be brought low, and the pride of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and the Lord alone will be exalted on that day. A reading from the Orations of St. Gregory Nazianzen. The Son of God himself, who is before all ages, the invisible, the incomprehensible, the bodiless, the beginning from the beginning, the light from the light, source of life and immortality, image of the archetype, immovable seal, unchangeable image, the Father's definition and word, he it is who came to his own image and took to himself flesh for the sake of our flesh. Then he united himself with an intelligent soul for my soul's sake, purifying like by like. He took to himself all that is human except sin. He was conceived by the Virgin, who was first purified in body and soul by the Spirit. It was necessary both that childbearing be honoured and that virginity be honoured still more highly. He came forth as God with what he had taken to himself. Out of two contraries, spirit and flesh, he made one. The Spirit conferred the Godhead on the flesh that received it. He who enriches others becomes poor. He took to himself the poverty of my flesh, so that I might obtain the riches of his Godhead. He who is full empties himself. He emptied himself of his Godhead for a brief time, so that I might share in his fullness. What is this wealth of goodness? What is this mystery that touches me? I received the divine image, and I did not keep it. He receives my flesh to save the image and grant immortality to the flesh. This, his second communion with us, is far more marvellous than the first. It was necessary that holiness be conferred on man through the humanity God took to himself. In this way, conquering the tyrant by force, he freed us and led us back to himself through his Son, the Mediator. The Son brought this about to the honour of the Father, to whom in all things he is seen to defer. The Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for his sheep, set out after the strayed sheep on the mountains and hills on which you used to sacrifice. When he found the stray sheep, he carried it on the same shoulders that bore the wood of the cross, and brought it back with him to the life above. The brightness of all lights follows the lamp that goes before him. The word follows the voice in the wilderness. The bridegroom follows the friend of the bridegroom, who is making ready for God a special people, cleansing them with water in anticipation of the Spirit. We needed an incarnate God who would die that we might live. We died with him that we might be cleansed. We rose again with him because we died with him. We were glorified with him because we rose again with him. Responsory from Galatians 4. Behold, the appointed time is here. God has sent his own Son into the world, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. For the great love he bore us, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, to redeem those under the law. Let us pray. Take pity on our distress, Lord God, show us your love. May the coming of your Son strengthen us and cleanse us from all trace of sin. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.